The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, it's lunchtime at the plant where Riley's employed, and that gives him an opportunity to indulge in his two favorite sports, eating and arguing with his co-worker and friendly enemy, Jim Gillis. Right now, he and Gillis are at hammer and tongs on one of their favorite topics, their children.
What's the use to arguing, Riley? You're a good worker, a good citizen, and a good husband. But you just ain't cut out to be a father.
That's what you say, Gillis. But my junior and my babs ain't complaining. Junior's been with me for 13 years, and Dad's for 16 years. That's 29 years of fatherhood. Don't tell me I ain't caught up to be a father.
Sure your kids ain't complaining. What good would it do? They're stuck with you.
Yeah? Listen, my kids love their old man. They ain't like your Egbert.
My child adores me.
He does, huh? All I know is I heard that last Father's Day, your Egbert went to the zoo and threw rocks at the stork.
Very humoresque. But you don't have to get insulting, Riley. After all, what did I say? I just said you're a big dumb cluck who don't realize your responsibility.
That's where you're wrong. I'm one dumb cluck who does.
Yeah, well, take your junior. Outside of what the law says you gotta do for him, what did you ever do?
Well, Ma was doing things for him, trying to make his life a little easier. Didn't I just buy him a new lawnmower?
I'm talking about his future. Now, take my boy. I want him to be a doctor. So what do? I get friendly with Dr. Colliker. And the doc influences Egbert. You see? Now, did you ever go out of your way to meet anybody that would influence your son's future?
You bet I did.
Who?
His mother.
His mother. She's a nice woman, but she ain't...
Go easy, Gillis, go easy. Just remember that my son's mother happens to be my wife.
Yes, sir, Riley, I'm a real father. I'm sending Egbert to college. To Harvard.
Harvard? Never heard of it. I'm sending my junior to a real college.
Where are you going to get the dough? I'm laying aside plenty for my boy's education.
Well, I'm going to save up.
Don't bother, Riley. Don't
until he heard from me.
By the time your junior gets out of high school, he can live on his Social Security.
Oh, yeah. I'll pay for his education. And I won't send him to no college what nobody never heard of, neither. I'm going to send him to a swell college like Vassar. And I bet you he'll be the smartest boy there.
Riley, but what are you so excited about?
Guess what I did today.
What?
I took out an educational policy, the kind that guarantees a college education. Ain't that wonderful?
Well, yes, dear, but remember, you still got 3 more years to go till you finish night school.
But, Peg, the college ain't for me. My head don't point in that direction. It's for juniors.
Oh, well, that's a grand idea. But I thought a college policy has to be taken out when the child's very young.
Well, yeah, but this agent gave me a special deal. I paid up some back premiums, and Junior will get enough dough to start college 8 years from today.
But, dear, Junior will be ready to go to college in 5 years.
Well, yeah, I know, but maybe with Junior, it's better to give him a little leeway.
Now, there's only one thing, dear.
Hmm?
How do you know Junior will want to go to college?
What are you talking about, Peg? You'll be dying to go. Hey, Junior.
What is it, Pop?
Come on in here, son. Gee, Peg, this makes me feel good. Can you imagine how proud we'll be when our boy comes home from college and on his head he's wearing his Phi Beta cap?
Did you want me, Pa?
Oh, yeah. Sit down, son. I want to have a little talk with you about school. I got plans for you.
That's funny. I wanted to talk to you about the same thing, Pop. I got plans, too.
You see, what I said is... Go on, son. You tell me your plans first.
Well, Pop, I've been thinking, and well, I want to quit junior high school.
That's okay, sonny, as long as you go to college.
What? Well, what did you say?
I don't want to go back to school this year.
Not
I
go back?
My junior.
Not go back?
Peg, let me pinch you. I must be dreaming.
Now, you're going to get an education, Junior. We'll see to that. Oh, what good is school?
Well, you don't know what you're talking about, Junior. How do you ever expect to get anywhere if you quit school?
Well, Lincoln...
Well, why, look at Abraham Lincoln.
Well, Lincoln quit school.
He did? Oh, that's just it. If he'd had an education, he'd have gone a lot further.
Junior, why on earth do you want to quit school?
Oh, I'm sick of it. A lot of fellas I know quit and went to work. I want to go to work, too.
You will not... Look, son. I want you to be something. Now the war's over, the world's got to go on. It's got to improve. That takes leadership. A good education can teach you how to use your brain. I know because I didn't have one.
Junior, you know what your father did for you today? He took out a policy so you could have money to go to college.
Gee, that's swell of you, Pop, but I don't want to go to college.
Junior, how can you say that? Look at the fun you'll have at college. Rooting at football games, dancing at the senior prom, mingling with the maternity crowd.
Fraternity, Pop.
Yeah, them too.
The main thing, college prepares you for a career.
But I don't want a career. I want to go to work.
You will not go to work. You're going back to school.
Oh, please, Pop, I don't want to.
As long as I'm the head of this house, you'll do what I say.
But I don't want to go to school. I don't want to. Why don't you let me alone?
Can't understand that kid. All of a sudden, he loves work. He certainly don't get it from me. Peg, this is serious. I'll have to do something drastic about it. Do you think I should give him a licking?
Well, I don't know, dear. After all, Junior's a pretty big boy.
Don't worry. I can defend myself. No, licking ain't the way. I'm going to use psychology.
Psychology?
He wants to quit and go to work? Let him.
Oh, be serious.
No, I mean it. It's the only way to cure him. After working like a dog for a week, he'll come begging to go back to school. There's nothing like psychology.
Oh, what do you know about psychology?
Psychology means when one guy outsmarts another, don't it?
Well?
Well, I've been outsmarted by plenty of guys. Oh, hello, Bed.
Hello, Daddy. Well,
you're home early.
Yeah, I knocked off early on purpose. Don't you know what day this is? Today, Junior's bringing home his first pay envelope. I want to be here when he comes in.
Oh, Daddy, do you think your experiment's really going to work with Junior?
Well, of course it'll work. Tomorrow when school opens, Junior will be there. You'll see.
Oh, Riley, I think you're heading for trouble.
Now, listen to me, both of you. I'm not a child, am I? I'm not a moron. I got brains, haven't I? All right, I'll put it another way. I know boys. Believe me, after working in that warehouse for that slave driver, Mr. Brecker, Junior will be cured. He'll love school.
Oh, hope you're right.
Yeah, you'll see the way he looks when he comes in. Why, he'll hardly have the strength to climb into bed.
Hiya, Mom. Hiya, Pop. Hiya, Bab. Supper ready? Boy, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Putting on an act. Well, Junior, how do you feel after a hard day's work?
Oh, great, Pop. Great. 100%.
You don't fool me for a minute.
You know, I think I'll go back to the warehouse after supper and put in some overtime.
The poor kid's hysterical. Now, you listen to me, Junior.
Oh, see who's at the door, will you, Bab?
You know, Pop, I got a confession to make. When we had that argument last week, I was kind of feeling you out. If you hadn't told me I could quit, I'd still be in school.
See, Riley? You and your psychology.
There's nothing wrong with my psychology. Is it my fault that he don't understand it?
Oh, Mother, it's a parcel for you. The boy's waiting for the $5.
Oh, all right. Riley, give the boy $5.
$5? What for?
I got a new hat.
Another one? Well, you just bought a new hat a year ago.
Please, come on, dear. The boy's waiting. Give me the money.
Money, 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 money. What do you think I am, made of money? Send the hat back, Dumplin'. You look much nicer with a nude head.
Well, all right. I really don't like Pat too much anyway. Babs, dear, tell the boy that I...
Just a minute, Babs. Here's $5 for the hat.
Why, Junior?
And here's an extra quarter. Tip the boy.
No. Wait, Junior, I won't let you.
Forget it, Mom. From now on, any time you need money, just let me know.
Now, just a minute.
Oh, that's okay, Pop. I can afford it.
Now, see, here, Junior. Your father will look after the money matters around here. He's still the head of the house.
Oh, well, I didn't mean...
You heard what your mother said. I am the head of this house. And in this house, whatever your mother says goes.
Gee, Pop.
And as long as I'm the head, I will pay the bills.
Well, I wish you'd pay the phone bill, Daddy. We got a final notice a week ago.
Don't worry. I'll pay it. I'll pay it.
You don't have to, Pop. I paid it on my way home. And here's a receipt. And when next month's bill comes, just let me have it.
That settles. I won't stand for this kind of interference. For 13 years, I've been paying that phone bill my way. Now he's paying it his way, on time.
Riley, don't get excited.
Junior, I'm putting my feet down. You're acting like the head of the house? Okay, from now on, you are the head of the house.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it. You carve the roast. You exterminate the ants. You stole the landlord. You're the boss. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. And don't let me catch you smoking.
Now look here, Riley. We can't let things go on like this. We've got to do something about Junior.
Look, Peg, I know what I'm doing. Let me handle this situation. Did I ever steer you wrong before?
Every time.
Well, once in my life I gotta be right. And this might be it.
Hi, Pop. Say, Mom, I'm getting hungry. How's about some lunch?
Oh, do you want to eat lunch now, Riley?
What are you asking me for? Ask your son. He's the boss around here now.
Oh, Pop, cut it out, will you?
No. You're the boss. When you're ready to eat, we'll all eat.
Give me a break, Pop. I don't want to be the head of the house.
Then will you go back to school?
Well, no. You said I could quit. And all I want to do is keep on working, that's all.
He's gone. Quick, give me a sandwich.
Oh, hi, Daddy. Say, what's the matter with Junior?
Oh, your father's still using psychology. I wish we knew where Junior got this crazy idea to quit school and go to work.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. You know Junior's big heartthrob?
Oh, you mean that little girl, that Marilyn Morris?
Yeah. Well, it seems Junior has a rival for her affections. Some rich little squirter comes around with a car and a chauffeur and buys her expensive presents.
Well, what's that got to do with Junior?
Well, Junior wants to make money and be a big shot, too. Isn't that simply nauseating?
Oh. That's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Mm-hmm. I knew there was a woman at the bottom of this. It's only for a woman that a man will make the supreme sacrifice and go to work.
Riley, I'm going to have a talk with Junior.
Now, Peg, don't make sin. Leave it to me. I started with Junior and I'll finish him. He'll go back to school. I'll think of a plan.
Say, Pop.
Huh?
There's a fellow at the door from a radio program. You know, one of those roving reporters with a microphone.
Yeah.
He wants...
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Hope you don't mind my barging into your house. This is a house, isn't it?
Wait a minute, mister.
You... Now, speak into the microphone, please.
I...
That's much better. You have a natural microphone voice. Folks, I'm Happy Harry, representing the Happy Home Builders, builders of happy homes for happy people. Friends of the radio audience, here we are in the living room of another typical American home for a few words with this fine family. Well, suppose we start with the head of the house. Now, tell me, sir.
Just a minute, buddy. I ain't the head of the house.
Oh, but, Daddy, this is your chance to get on the air.
Quiet, Babs. I'll fix Junior good. You weren't the head of the house, mister, huh? Well, there he is.
Aw, gee, Pop.
This boy here? Ladies and gentlemen, this is unusual. Here we have a hard-working lad of about 13 who's slaving to keep this happy family together. Now, let's meet these folks. Your name, madam?
Mrs. Riley.
His charming mother, Mrs. Riley. Your name, young lady?
Oh, Barbara Riley.
His lovely sister, Barbara. And your name, sir?
Chester Riley.
And Chester Riley, his grandfather. And now...
Wait a minute. I ain't his grandfather.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Chester Riley, his poor old daddy. Now, let's have a chat with the head of the house.
Oh, gee, do I have to?
Junior, go on. Maybe this'll cure you, Mr. Working Man.
Sonny, the Happy Home Builders would like to ask you a question. If you were to build a home, name the one firm that could guarantee you the finest workmanship and the lowest prices.
Well, the... You got me there.
That's right, the Happy Home Builders. And for that frank, honest, intelligent, and unrehearsed answer, I'm happy to give you this check for 25 happy dollars.
Oh, boy, 25 bucks. Look, Pop, I just made 25 bucks.
What a revolting development this is.
Well, why are you lying down? Don't you feel well?
I feel terrible.
That Junior. You know that $25 check he got?
Yeah.
Well, he rented a car for his date with Marilyn tonight, and he's even hired a chauffeur for
$5. $5 for a strange chauffeur. Don't you know I can drive? I mean, that's the trouble with the modern generation. Fancy notions. Dad.
Hmm?
I hear footprints. Who's that coming up the front walk?
Where?
There.
Oh, that's your friend, Mr. O'Dell, the undertaker.
Just in the mood for an undertaker. Go let him in.
Okay, Dad.
Well, I better get up. The way I look now, I don't want him to catch me laying down.
Good evening, Barbara, my child.
Come on in, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Well, I don't feel so fine. That son of mine, Digger. I tell you, that boy is going to drive me to my grave.
Perhaps I can help. Tell me, what has the little cherub done?
Quit school, and I can't make him go back.
Oh, the same old story. I had a similar problem with my eldest boy, Reathcliff.
What was the trouble, Digger?
I wanted him to go to my old school in Tombstone, Arizona. I hoped he would join me in my business, but he insisted on going to an agricultural college down in Alabama.
Stubborn, huh? Just like Junior.
But I finally convinced him. Son, I said, sonny boy, why go to Alabama and be a southern planter when you can work with me and be a northern planter?
Now he earns a good living out there.
Ah, yes. He puts away at least 3 figures every week. Tell me, Riley, why does Junior want to leave school?
So he can make dough and spend it on his girl, that's why. So he can maybe move out on us and break his mother's heart.
Calm yourself, Riley. Calm yourself. Lie down and let me straighten you out.
I'd rather stand up.
You want Junior to go back to school? Very well. Forbid him to see this girl until he does go back.
Well, say, why didn't I think of that? Well, gee, Digger, thanks. You pulled me out of a hole.
It's a little out of my line. But glad to be of service.
Thanks again, Digger.
Not at all. I enjoy helping people. Ah, people. Groping their way through the mystery of life. I adore people. They're so gay. Well, cheerio, Riley. You big stiff.
Riley, what's wrong with Junior? He's locked himself in his room and I think he's crying.
Oh, no, I'm teaching him a lesson. I told him he can't see Marilyn until he goes back to school.
Oh, but he had his heart set on this date tonight, and if you're...
Peg, my head's settled. And when my head settles, it's like the Rock of Gibraltar.
Oh, I don't know what we're going to do. If we can't control our own son now, how in... Oh, come in.
Oh, well, hello, Marilyn.
Good evening, Mrs. Riley. Is Mr. Riley in? I want to... Oh, there you are.
Oh, hello, Marilyn. Is there something I can do for you?
Mr. Riley, I'm going to be frank. I do not approve of the way you've been treating my junior.
Your junior? Listen, Marilyn, let's get one thing straight. I happen to be Junior's father. You're only his girlfriend.
His fiancé.
Peg, did you hear that? Fiancé. She's only 12 years old.
12 and a half.
Oh, pardon me, madam. Now, listen, Marilyn. Junior ain't getting married yet. He can't support you. He's busy supporting us. I mean...
Mr. Riley, I think you have behaved shamefully.
Now, just a minute.
You listen to me. After all, I'm your future daughter-in-law.
You sound more like a mother-in-law.
I want to know what right you have to forbid Junior to see me.
Oh, he can see you all he wants, as long as he goes back to school.
Oh, is that it?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, then why don't you make him go back?
Make it? I tried everything. I reasoned with him. I argued with him. I used psychology. I let him be head of the house. I spoke to his teacher. Nothing worked. What do you want me to do, beat him?
Mrs. Riley, I don't see how you can live with this man.
Oh, Marilyn, it isn't that bad.
I tell you, Marilyn, I can't do a thing with that boy.
Well, I can. I'll get him to go back to school.
Now, let's not be ridiculous, Marilyn. What can a juvenile child like you do that a juvenile adult like me can't?
I'd like to speak to Junior. I think I know one way to get him to go back.
Marilyn, there's no way. It's hopeless.
Please.
Oh, okay, but I tell you, it's no use. Junior!
Yes?
Come on in here. You'll soon find out, Marilyn. I know my son.
What is it, Pop?
Marilyn! Marilyn's got something to say to you, Junior.
Junior?
Yes, Marilyn?
You are to go back to school tomorrow.
Yes, Marilyn.
Holy smoke! He said yes! Did you hear that? He said yes!
Oh, Riley, do you look foolish?
Hey! How can you say that? I told you I'd get him to go back to school.
You got him to go back.
Well, in a roundabout way. You see, I use psychology. I gave him enough rope until he almost hung me.